Okay, News Knob, actually is just a spot in the desert on the Atomic Proving Flats, 7 miles from the blast. Mm-hmm. And when they had bleachers out there. By the way, afterward I'll show you a picture. Okay. taken recently from those bleachers. And of course, most of the tests were done at pre-dawn, so just right after the test, the light would start coming. So people were there, the press, you know, hundreds of writers and photographers. Everybody lined up, checking their equipment, and there was a little red light, like if it was a tower shot, there'd be a little red light. It was 7 miles away, mm-hmm. and you'd kind of train your lens on that, trying to find it anyways. You had good eyes to, so you'd be aimed in the proper direction. Also, we had explicit instructions. We were given heavy dark glasses for eye protection, but even with that, you couldn't look at the bomb. You had to turn around 180 degrees of the area where the bomb was going to be detonated because the intensity was still so great. Nobody would look at
the light or the heat while
it really went. As soon as it went off, then you turn around. Okay. That didn't mean the cameras weren't going. Mm-hmm. And you know, you'd think it was ethereal. I remember one time the bomb went off and all the yucca plants, all the desert plants, caught on fire for miles around, and it was ghost-like because it looked like a city that had been incinerated. You could see these little flames of fire all over. But other than that, another interesting thing, you'd think, what would there be? Would there be a hush? Would there be absolute silence? Would there be people shouting? I'll tell you what happened. Everybody out there was responsible for either getting stories was one thing, but for photographers, they better have the picture. There's no way they could go out there. And so the first thing that happened after the flash went off, a lot of Life magazine and AP, a lot of these people that had very expensive equipment, they had light censoring devices so that as soon as the light went off from the bomb, it would trigger the camera. And they had what they called Holter cameras. They were high speed cameras that took I don't know how many frames a second, and you'd hear them. You'd see the flash. You'd hear the chug of the Holter cameras, and then you'd hear oaths from one end to the other. Everybody fighting their equipment. Okay, first of all, the blast kind of you couldn't see too well, and everybody was fighting their. They're taking in those days. A lot of people had 4x5 cameras with film packs in them, and they had to. And film holders, and they had to take them out and change them and change their f-stops. And anyway, everybody was fighting their equipment, and somebody would their leg would kick a tripod leg, and they'd be upset. But anyway, that was what the impression. That's what happened. That was the first thing that happened. Of course, then a few seconds later, bam! The shockwave hit. So. You got that. It wasn't damaging, didn't set you on your fanny or anything like that, but it was a pretty good jolt. And then another few seconds or half a minute, something like that. The first of all, there's the shockwave goes out and then it comes in. So then you got it again from the opposite direction. So it was exciting.